Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, now I've been studying information in this country for about 35 or 40 years now. You know, and when I started, man, back in the 70s, I mean, I had a computer degree from the 70s, you know, and I thought, oh, a computer's going to change the whole world in information. And man, you know, after all these years now, I see that what's happening now is people are becoming more important than Google. See, I used to think, oh, Google's going to solve these problems or whatever. But no, it's becoming the opposite. They're creating more problems than they're solving. You know, back when I first started, man, you know, the Library of Congress was like the biggest source of information we had in this country. This is back in the, you know, mid-70s when I started this. And they had like 16 million books, you know, in the Library of Congress. That's why in Washington I was able to get information on people because I had all these libraries and Library of Congress and things like that to find the best thing. But then, see, even back then, what I believed, there were so many books, 16 million, that I didn't know what a good book was or a bad book was. And what I would do, I would go on the telephone and in 7 phone calls, I would find somebody who read all that and all those books on some subject and could tell me the one book that would solve my problem instead of me trying to guess, you know, the 16 million, you know, what's out there. Well, now that problem has exploded because the amount of information we generate every day is like every day we're generating a new amount of information almost from the same amount that we generated from the beginning of man to today. And that's doubling every day exponentially. So like now, if you want to start a business, well, if you Google, you know, starting a business, you don't get 16 million websites. That would be like all the books in the Library of Congress on every subject. You just Google start a business and you get 2.5 billion websites. Billion, not million, billion. So 16 million for all the information and now 2 to 3 billion just on one little topic. So it's overwhelming. And again, when you look at Google right in the beginning there, it's all people selling you stuff. See, that's what it is. I mean, if you want to become an LLC, like an incorporation, well, there's somebody there will get a couple $100 from you because you think that's important to do. You want to get an MBA because they think, hey, to be in business, man, you need an MBA. Somebody's there to sell you an MBA. Or, hey, the best way to get into business is to do a franchise. And they'll sell you that. So it's all people selling you something. And all these things, see, everything you read about starting a business, it's going to sound logical to you because, you know, people who sell you things, they're going to find a logical argument. They'll spend hours, days, weeks, or months refining what is the best thing I could say to get you to give me money. And see, what you're doing is Googling and say, hey, I want to start a business. Oh, I need an LLC. Oh, I need to buy a franchise. Oh, I need an MBA. And they'll make a wonderfully, you know, solid argument why you should do that. And if you're weak or if you're in a weak moment, you'll throw money at them and get them. Or if you're not really sure how to start a business, and which is more likely the case, you're going to throw money at one of these people because you don't know what the hell to do. None of us do, you know. So they're saying, hey, this is what to do, and you don't know the difference. So now what I think we have to do is start relying on people more, because otherwise you get caught up in billions and billions of answers that you'll never know. You have no time to figure it out. So how do you find someone who read a lot of this stuff to cut through this stuff? Okay, without spending gazillions of dollars. Because see what happens too, if you go and find experts on the internet to do this, most of it's going to be people selling you something. So how do you get something like that for free? So let me show you some ways, because what's happening I see on the internet too, a lot of people realize that. So there's platforms. These are websites where people get together to offer something like this. And so I ran into one recently, it fits this, called officehours.io. And there's a brand new little website, but it shows you the kinds of things that are happening and using people. so that we could have access to people who read most of this junk, these 2 billion things out there, and could give you, you know, some kind of advice. And what they'll do on this office hours thing is do it for free, give you 10 minutes for free. And most of the people are really genuine people, just trying to help each other, you know, and pay it forward kind of thing. And that's what's neat about the internet. There's a lot of that. Now, everybody's not trying to rip you off. The people that you probably find in Google aren't going to give you anything free because they have to advertise. But the other people, like office hours, they're not going to advertise much. You have to find out about them because they're not going to get a lot of money from you because most of their stuff maybe is given for free. So that's the problem. And look, I went on the site recently, and look at the subjects that they cover. Almost anything to do with business, starting a business, a venture, you know, whether it's film photography to digital strategy, business models, coaching, coding, user experience, you know, finding money, food and beverage photography, you know, millions of titles, you know. And what you do is you sign up and look at the people. Here's, I show you some of the people that are registered here to give you free 10 minutes online. So you make an appointment with this guy here, Larry Asher. He's a creative director from big ad agency, his business is. And hey, you get 10 minutes with him sometime, you know, this week. You know, here's a lady who's learning how to program because she wants to get out of the nonprofit and education business, and she'll help you for free 10 minutes. What's doing? Here's another woman who will show you how to sell your goods in China or Korea for free. Yeah. This lady sounds interesting. She's a copywriter, so she writes stuff, and she's a chocoholic. So I guess she's in recovery, maybe. I'm not really sure. How about this guy, a social media expert? You know, and I don't know what he does with lions there, but that's sort of interesting. Or how about this woman helps people become better leaders. So 10 minutes. I mean, see, to bounce off an idea. Hey, is this dumb or whatever? So now you have a place of 10 minutes because your circle of friends probably don't know anything about this. If they do, it's probably, you know, they haven't done, you know, as much background in it as people that are doing it for a living or very interested for a long time now. And that's it. And I even put myself in there just yesterday to see if anything happened. I love giving things for free too, because I, you know, what interesting to me, if I can in 10 minutes or a minute to give you a phone number that solves the problem, man, I got nothing better to do with my life. Yeah. And that's really clear. Now here's another aspect of this called Clarity, Clarity.fm. And I forget what FM means for it. But I mean, this is an advice of world-class experts. And these are more heavy dudes and trying to make money off of this thing. But it seems sincere, and because you could just get a few minutes, and that's maybe all you need. Somebody just to ask a specific question. They only charge by the minute. So you could do, you know, hey, I just need 5 minutes to ask somebody a question. So if it's only $2 an hour, that's $10, you know, that's not bad, kinds of thing. So, and here's what I mean, this is a pretty big site already. They have every 90 seconds, they have somebody getting help. So that's how many people they're helping. A new one every 90 seconds. So it's a minute and a half. They've done 73,000, you know, interviews or advice or consulting, you know, all online. You know, this is all online. They're set up to do this online. And they have 98% satisfaction rate, so an average rating of 4.8 out of 5. See, what's neat about this, it's all self-regulatory. So you go to Booz Allen and everything, it's, I mean, sure, people will give you their best customers and get advice, but see, things like this on the internet, every customer is saying something. You know, we've used Airbnb and things like that, and everybody reviews everybody else, man. And you're nice when you getting individual reports. When I stay at Hyatt, I don't care what Hyatt says about me, and they don't care as long as they get my, and they don't even care what I do, as long as I pay my bill. Yeah, but on individual things, man, we review the people who use the apartment, and they review us if we were. You know, everything is there, like I've said, and all these kinds of things. So on Clarity, here's the kinds of things that, you know, to help people. General business, technology, sales and marketing, skills and management, funding, different kind of industries, product design, all these things. I mean, look at, see, this guy here, the first guy here, he charges $3.33 a minute. Yeah, and look at, he has 400 and some people have used them already. Here's another, so we're online marketing, $5 a minute. 100 people have used them already. You know, Facebook app, a mobile app for Facebook, you know, $3 a minute. And he's got 142 people come. So you could go through and all these people, hundreds of people. I put myself on there too, just to see what happens. You know, I'm just interested. The problem is I could provide answers for people, but it's the questions. How do we find out what questions really people really have? So I'm always trying to find new ways to learn people's questions and what they're dealing with. Now, another source that people forgot about in our country, particularly since the internet thing, is your local public library. And these librarians, you know, are there to help you with any kind of stupid question. You know, if you need hey, what's the best way to do marketing? Man, they will help you find an expert. That's what they're there for. You know, and they all have something called Ask a Librarian. It's free. And here I just went in Montgomery County, where I live in Maryland, and they have three ways to get a hold of them. You can call them on the phone and ask a librarian. They'll do the research and stuff like that. And even they do online research. And actually, some of these that I've interviewed too, that we have videos of, these librarians, you could come in the library and they'll help you set up a business online, or help you set up your Facebook account if you don't know how to do that, and things like this. So libraries are still a great source, and I think even more of a great source now than ever, because people are getting trapped into the Googleization of the world. And you think everything in Google is perfect and that's going to solve all your problems. No, Google is really, it solves a lot of problems, but it's creating just as many problems as they solve. So you have to know when it's good and when it's not good. So ask a librarian, it's by the phone, by the email, or you can tweet a question. So, see, librarians are hip. Another way to get good free advice, too, is local meetups. Wherever you are in this country, man, you got 10 people going, what's so neat about America? You know, organizations with associations and everything, you have 10 people doing the same thing, and they'll start a group or an association or something, to share information. And we think we get that all online, but no, people, and this is a fun way to get the information. If you go to meetup.org, that's a central place where all these, meetups that really charge nothing 99% of the time that you could meet up with. So I put in, where I live in the Washington, D.C. area to see what kind of entrepreneur and business startups there are. Man, there's dozens and dozens. I mean, look at Upper Marlboro Business Owners Meetup. They have 150 people. Wow. So you get there, you find 150 people that are meeting on Wednesday night, with the same problems that you have. And so they probably went through all this stuff and could show you some shortcuts. Here's one, Empowered Women Succeed. 200 women join that. African Entrepreneurs, 568 people in that. Upper Marlboro, that's a suburb here in Washington, D.C. Business Owners Meetup. Bowie Business Startup and Support Meetup. 1,000 people in that. Wow. D.C. and Maryland Small Business Owner Networking. Man, you want to start a business? Go see what the whole, how many people there. 3,000 people, meet on this thing and share problems and solve. I've spoken at a number of these organizations already. Great. They're all there just to help other people with the problems. And what they say, if someone else could use their skill, you could use your skill, and they could use your skill. It's really sharing skills and knowledge, and all for free. I mean, see, that's why I think the beauty of the internet is bringing people together in more productive ways that we never knew. We'd have to go knock on the door, ask everybody at church, are you interested in this stuff? And now that it's a heck of a lot easier online. Real estate investors and buyers and owners even. Social entrepreneurs and change makers of D.C. All this stuff. I mean, it's there. So that's meetup.org. So remember, we all of us don't know what we're doing. So when we don't know what we're doing, it's easy to go in Google and say, hey, I need help. And you're going to get somebody say, hey, I could solve your problem. But they're going to want money from you. So you have to go around that and start figuring out the ways to get that information without charging money. because it's there and it's purer motives and it's, to me, 9 times out of 10, probably better information. But if you have a lot of money and you don't worry about money and you got no time and lots of money, then do it. You don't have money, man, don't spend it, because you don't know what it's going to take to do what you really want to do. And as soon as you start spending money, the faster you're going to stop doing what you really want to do, because you're going to run out of money. Wait, there's more. I forgot to tell you about the free sources of expertise that we have a database of. Yeah, these are all the people that are getting grants all across the country to help you for free on any kind of problem, that start your venture or become a nonprofit or even just become a freelancer. If you go to bigdatalesco.com/map, yeah, and just go to that website there, and you'll see a whole map. Now, on the left-hand side, you'll see the kinds of people you could find in your neighborhood. Like, if you click on the first one, Small Business Development Centers, click that on, and then you'll see a map there of all the places, and click on the little arrow near where you live, and you'll see the name and address and who to contact to make an appointment free. These are experts who get grants from the government to help you for free. And then there's also special offices just for women entrepreneurs. So go to the left again and just click on the women entrepreneurs, you know, and you'll see all the grant people that, these are nonprofit organizations and people like that that are getting grants from the government. You'll never find them in Google to help women. And then also there's offices just for veterans who want to start businesses or become a freelancer, whatever, the nonprofit organization, all this kind of stuff. That's free expertise. So instead of searching Google for something like this, you'll never find these people there because they don't advertise. So they're right there on bigdatalesco.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.